My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 444, and this is your host, Martin. All right guys, I hope you guys are having a good day. My day was pretty good. Lots of things happened, and I'm very happy about how things went down, so I'm not going to bore you with details of my life. So I'm going to go get straight to the point. All right, so before I start, guys, make sure, I don't know where you're listening to this thing, but make sure to sign up to the podcast, because every day I will deliver some new gems, and make sure to sign up, man. I don't know where it is. It's up, down, left somewhere, depending on the platform, but make sure you sign up so you don't miss my updates. All right, anyway, so for today, I wanted to talk to you about just a reminder of something that I covered in a previous podcast, but from a very different angle, okay? So remember I told you that I watched this very interesting video about what was the main reason for startup success, right? Where this guy studied hundreds of companies, and then he realized that, you know, people think that it's either the idea that the people had, or the people who were there, or something else, right? So you might think that, oh man, it's the idea, and no, it's actually not the idea, right? Because some businesses are actually very successful, and they didn't reinvent the wheel. They just did something that already existed. So it's not necessarily the idea. It will contribute, obviously, but it's not the idea, you know, in most cases. Then the people, right? So if you have the big founder who created some really successful stuff before and blah, 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 obviously that will make a difference. Like the team of the people are behind. And it turns out that that wasn't the main driver, right? So the main driver was actually timing. All right, so timing is actually the biggest key to startup success. As amazing as this might sound, it is actually timing. So, I mean, based on that study, right? You've probably heard the phrase, oh, you were in the right place at the right time, okay? So we all know about these stories of entrepreneurs where someone made so much money because they were at the right place, in the right place at the right time. Probably you heard some of that. You have some stories that come to mind, right? And I remember reading a book, like Mark Cuban's book, or maybe it was in an interview or something like this, you know? And you know that Mark Cuban, he made quite a lot of money by selling his company when during the dot-com era, right? And and he was saying that, well, you know, a lot of people are telling me that, oh man, you just got lucky, you were at the right in the right place at the right time, and this is how I made my money. And there's no kind of like victory, like honor in that victory or something like this, because you just happen to be there, right? And and it's funny because you might actually think of a bunch of people who are like this, right? We've all seen people they were there when this thing happened and they ended up benefiting from it, okay? And in business, you know, there are a lot of examples like this in people's minds. But what if I told you that you're wrong about the whole thing? You know, people are wrong about Mark Cuban, right? Well, was the timing good? Yes. But was he in the right place at the right time, just like that? Not really, right? And you know why? Here's the thing. So it is very unlikely, right, that Mark Cuban was in a market where there was one person. It was just him, all right? So these people that you hate currently saying, yeah, you're just lucky you were there when this happened and blah, 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 right? So these people, just think about it. Are they the only person in that market, in that market space? I'm pretty sure that they aren't, because if they were, it would have meant that that market sucked and that there was no money to be made there, right? So if you were able to make a big pile of money at the right time, it means that you were in a market where there was a lot of money circulating there and there were a lot of other people, all right? So which brings me to my point. My point is that there were other people there, right? There were other people too. So in the case of Mark Cuban, he wasn't the only one on the market, but why is it that some people were on that market and they didn't make as much money as he did? They made zero and then went down, right? How do you explain that, right? Because they were in the right place at the right time as well. They had pretty much the same products and all that kind of stuff. They were in the same market. So, you know, that logic of, oh, you were just in the right place at the right time, it doesn't work, right? Because, you know, you'll not find a business that someone will buy for a few billions where on the market there is one person. Nobody will do that, right? So he was in a red ocean, right? A lot of other competitors and stuff like that. But somehow these people didn't make the cut. So how do you explain that? So was the person just lucky? Because this is what a lot of people say. So, you know, first, you know, the thing is, the first thing I will tell you is, well, he was there, right? But in order to be in the right place at the right time, you had to have a business, all right? So that means he had a business. And do you know what it implies to have a business that's visible enough to attract investors? He put in the work, right? I could have been there during the dot-com era and made zero money because I didn't have a business. If I was sitting on my couch scratching my butt, then yes, I could have been there at that time. But if you don't have a business, then you don't get the money. So you can't just say that, oh, he was lucky, he was there at the right. No, he was there at the right time with a business that he grew all the way to attracting investors. That's one thing. He had a freaking business, okay? And he made the business high profile enough that some people were ready to pay him billions to acquire that business. So there's nothing about, oh, he was just there, right? A lot of people were just there. Why didn't they make money, right? Maybe there is something that he did that they didn't do, right? You can agree with this, right? Now, same thing, I'll give you an example. Real estate, you know, people are like, oh man, oh, this guy was just so lucky. He made his money during the crisis and he bought a whole lot of places and stuff. Yes, well, timing, you know, that's what I was telling you. Timing is crucial. But here's the thing, right? I was there during the financial crisis in 2000 and what was it, 2009 something? I don't remember when it was. I was there, but I was broke. I didn't have any savings, so I didn't buy anything, right? So the people who managed to buy stuff, why is it that they bought stuff? Because they had been saving for a long time, or they had successful businesses that gave them money to be able to afford those properties. We were all there. The whole planet was there. Like 7 billion people were there at the same time, right? We were all there. But the difference is that these people, they were prepared. They saved money or they were able to get loans from some bank or something. But then you're like, yeah, but they get a loan from the bank. But what, you know, why would the bank give you money during that period? They will give you money because
you have a good credit history, you're reliable, you've proven, you know, day after day after day that they can lend you money and that you can give that this money. So it's not something that just, you know, magically appeared on the spot. It's a lifetime or like, you know, decades of you being consistent and showing up and showing to the bank that you have the finances, you have the financial knowledge and all that kind of stuff so that they will give you the money. Because the banks are not idiots. They were going down as well. They weren't going to keep lending money because that was the problem in the first place, right? So at that point, they would have stopped this. So even if during that time you were able to buy all these properties because you borrowed money, there is a reason why they gave you that money and they didn't give it to anybody else. You know what I mean? So the argument of, oh, that person was just there at the right time and stuff is bullshit. It's BS, right? If you're not prepared, that's the thing. You need to be prepared so that it will meet the opportunity, okay? So, and again, my first point was other people were there. Why didn't they do the same thing, all right? And some people went down, this guy prospered or this woman prospered. So it's maybe that this person understood something that the rest didn't grasp and the rest didn't make any money or worse, they just went down, all right? And it could be that during that crisis, they were able to adapt very quickly, realize where the market was going, where the opportunity was, and then they seized that opportunity, not by staying exactly the same, because obviously all the other ones who died, this is pretty much what they did. They just stayed the same as what they already did, they were doing, and then they went bust. But those people who managed to make money during that time period is because they did adapt and they changed something, you know? Because, you know, it's very easy for people to blame everything on fate, you know, fate. Oh, no, it's fate. They were just lucky and the crisis hit and blah, blah, blah. Dude, crisis hits. If I have zero savings, zero nothing, zero knowledge of anything, yes, it's going to hit me really bad, all right? But if I'm prepared, I saved a lot of money, I made some sound investments and all that kind of stuff, and I worked on my personal development, my knowledge, etc., I am going to prosper. We're both hit by the crisis, but the thing is how do we react to it? How do we adapt to that crisis? And this is what actually makes the difference. So, you know, when I hear people just say, and please understand, I was one of them before. You know, one of those people say, oh, no, he just got lucky and he was there at the right time, blah, 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 etc. But, you know, now I do understand. You know, I understand that, preparation is just preparation meets opportunity. The timing created that opportunity, but without the preparation, then you're not going to get anywhere. You are not, okay? So if you were kind of like bad-mouthing someone and thinking that, oh, man, they just got lucky and it's just because of the crisis that hit or blah, 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 this thing, please think again, okay? Because the crisis hit everybody, right? It's not like, there is a crisis, but not for these rich people. But no, the crisis hits everybody, right? It's just how you are able to adapt, how you manage it, that will make the difference, okay? In that period, was there any law preventing you from buying land when all these houses were going for like super cheap and stuff? No, there was no law preventing you from buying anything. The only difference is that you hadn't planned for it. You had zero savings, you had zero nothing, and then you couldn't buy the house, right? Where someone, you cannot blame someone who has meticulously saved the money or invested their money to be able to have some disposable income that will come in very handy when an opportunity arises, and then you start blaming them afterwards. Oh man, they got lucky. No, they were prepared, right? That this is, it's just respect. Just respecting people's hustle and respecting people's long-term vision and commitment to what they want to do, because you know it's very, very unfair when I hear stuff like that. You know, when I heard that stuff about Mark Cuban, I just thought it was really unfair, and I think it's just people who don't know anything about business, who don't know anything about personal growth and the commitments that someone will put in every single day to put themselves in that situation so that when one day there is this house of your dream that you want to buy, you do have the cash to put by the down payment or something, or you can buy cash, whatever it is, right? But it's not like the money magically appeared. Oh, there's a crisis, but somehow $20 billion ended up on my doorstep for some reason. And this is how I was able to do it. This is short-sighted, and this is unfair and disrespectful for people's hustle throughout the years, right? So there are a lot of cases. Then yeah, there could be some cases where I don't know. If you ask me, I'll say zero. But there could be some cases. I don't know everything, right? But I'll say that the majority of cases that we just attributed to luck and the timing was perfect for you. Well, it's the same thing in love or something, you were there when that person needed, or it was was sad or something like this. But I don't know, like if for example, let's say you were there for a person when this happened or something like that. But if you were the biggest jerk on the planet, or a violent bastard who hits women or something like this, do you think it would have worked? No, you were there, but there was something that you did and something that you were, and that it's not like you made it up that 1 second there, so there's always something. And the right place at the right time. I'm sorry, but the right time, you cannot necessarily kind of like control it, I would say. There is an element of stuff can happen, but the right preparation and all the background that basically makes sure that when that opportunity presents, you're ready to seize it. You cannot take that away from people. That's something that I find really unfair. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're smarter than this. This is the average thinking of people are like mediocre, and they're just they're just jealous of other people and find reasons why these people succeeded and I didn't. It's just luck, right? He benefited from the crisis. No, crisis hits everybody, right? It's the same thing for everybody. You weren't prepared. They were. They had, in his case, in Mark Cuban's case, he had a business. Jesus Christ. I mean, maybe you were there during the .com. Why didn't you make any money? Because you had no business. You didn't create a startup or something around the internet. No, you didn't. So that's why you made zero money, right? He did make money because he did create something. So that's pretty much how you need to look at it. And this is the attitude that you need to have because, the if you start thinking like this of, oh man, it's just luck and then, yeah, you're just full of bitterness, right? So you're full of BS, first of all, but then you're bitter, right? You're just bitter. And this is going to cloud your judgment. It's not going to push you to move forward, because basically in your way of thinking is, oh man, it's just luck. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing they did to do this. Whereas if you understand that there's something they did, then you're going to do the same thing. And then next thing you know, next opportunity that presents, then you are going to be the one who's going to be ready, right? And you might hear some people that will tell you BS, like, oh, you were at the right place at the right time and stuff, but you'll know better, okay? So anyway, if you guys are listening to this podcast, if you've been following me since the beginning, then you know how I am, and you know that this is the way to go, because this is going to catapult you to your dreams and your objectives, right? Stop moaning, stop finger pointing, stop thinking that, oh well, these people got this because they're lucky and stuff. No, please acknowledge people's hustle, people's effort, and people's ability to adapt and move forward. If you do this, then you will actually, instead of moaning, you will actually try to identify, okay, what is it that they did, and you're going to reproduce that, okay? So that's pretty much it, guys. I will see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.